We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Portland, Intercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is at the forefront of the fight to cure cancer. They're the largest nonprofit dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Since 1949, they've invested nearly $1.3 billion in groundbreaking research. So let's talk some more about it. I'd like to welcome to the show Felicia Murray. Felicia is with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You are the campaign manager for the Man and Woman of the Year. And also on the show today is Tara McShane. Tara, you're the financial representative with Country Financial and a candidate for Woman of the Year, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Felicia, the Man and Woman of the Year campaign with Leukemia and Lymphoma, tell me about that.
It is a 10-week philanthropic challenge where local leaders compete and build teams to see who can raise the most money possible in a 10-week period.
Wow.
Yes, it's no easy feat. Basically, every dollar raised counts as a vote, and whoever has the most votes at the end of the 10 weeks is awarded Man, Woman of the Year. We award a Man of the Year, a Woman of the Year, and also a Team Member of the Year because they couldn't do it without their teams. And we celebrate at the end of the 10-week period with a big black tie gala. This year, it's going to be May 16th at the Hilton downtown. So Tara is one of our Woman of the Year candidates, and we are so lucky to have her.
Thank you.
Tara, how's it going so far?
Busy.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Fun, but busy.
What made you want to take on this task?
Well, my friend Tommy had reached out to me. He was a 2019 Man of the Year candidate. And he said, "Hey, Tara, I really think you'd be a great fit for the Woman of the Year program with Leukemia Lymphoma Society." And he told me about how my network, he mentioned my talent with organizing events and people, and he also talked to me about my ability to make friends, basically was buttering me up for the ask.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
So when we went, we decided to meet and discuss how it might really look like, and what I realized is it actually forced me to look at some things that I had unintentionally pushed really deep inside of me, and that was the loss of my mother to cancer. It's not something I bring up a lot because usually, obviously, it brings tears to my eyes. But when we were talking through it, I realized it was something I wanted to finally deal with and maybe help so that somebody else might not have to deal with the type of post-traumatic stress that I think occurs when someone you love so much passes away too young in such a slow and unforgiving type of fashion. So she was incredibly alive, loud, funny. Our joke in our family was if we were in a big store, we could always find Mom because you could hear her laughing on the completely opposite end of the store. She sang and she danced, and no one could miss her in a room. And so basically, all those things made me realize, you know, I really wanted to do this for her. And although she didn't have leukemia or lymphoma so much, I had noticed when we were looking into it that LLS has funded more than 60% of the blood cancer therapies being used to treat other cancers. So when it comes down to it, and my honest to goodness thought process was, well, when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have. It pretty much stinks to get something like
Absolutely.
That and have to deal with it. So that's kind of the why, I guess.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's really personal. It's not an easy story to tell.
Right.
But thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Felicia, tell me about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. What do you guys do?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society raises money to fund researchers, as Tara said. We also assist in patient advocacy. We fund clinical trials, which is the first nonprofit to actually ever fund a clinical trial. We help people in our community through co-pay and travel reimbursement and support groups as well, which is really important.
Really important, yeah.
In terms of local impact, the last fiscal year, over $1.1 million was given to local patients in the form of direct financial assistance. So the money that we raise here really does impact our local community in a big way.
That's awesome. Yeah, that initial diagnosis of cancer must be overwhelming. And how are you going to navigate this? You don't even know where to start, right? But contacting LLS is probably a great place to start.
Absolutely. 100%. Because we can help point people in the right direction. Like I said, we offer peer-to-peer support groups. So if you were diagnosed with a blood cancer, we can match someone up who has had a similar diagnosis in your age group, and you can be there to support each other through the journey. We also offer support groups for friends and families of those who are suffering, because it's hard on everybody. It's not just hard on the person battling. It really affects their whole circle, and everybody needs a shoulder sometimes and needs to know where to go to get great advice and get the help that they need.
Yeah, and having somebody who can speak the same language as you're speaking, maybe somebody who's been diagnosed with a blood cancer can speak to another person with a blood cancer, and they can swap stories.
Absolutely.
That's got to be immensely helpful.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Felicia, how did you get involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
Like most people, you know, I've been personally affected by cancer as well. I think it's something that Tara and I bonded over. I also lost my mother to a cancer. And so when I was doing research on LLS, it really did strike me the amount of treatments that were funded by LLS, as Tara mentioned. And then when I saw the information on the Children's Initiative, which was just launched in 2019, I knew I had to get involved. So I have a young daughter myself, and I couldn't imagine being in a position where she had to go through something as horrible as cancer. So when I started researching that, I was like, okay, I want to spend my time doing something that's going to make a difference, and this is a good place to start.
Yeah. So what, the Children's Initiative, tell me more about that.
So it is a $100 million multi-year endeavor to take on children's cancer from all angles. LLS is the first nonprofit to conduct a clinical trial. And because of the successes of the BAML trial, of which Dr. Drucker at OHSU was the lead researcher, LLS is leading the first international pediatric clinical trial for relapsed leukemia. So we're anticipating starting to accept patients towards the end of this year for the clinical trial. And it's just one part of the Children's Initiative, which also includes a focus on survivorship. What we do know is that in the last 40 years, only 4 new treatments have been approved for first-time use in children.
Really?
Yeah. And leukemia is the number one diagnosed cancer in children. So LLS was like, enough. We got to put a stop to this. We got to do what we can. So researchers in 11 different countries are going to be sharing information. And collaboration is a key part of this clinical trial model because it accelerates the timeline for new treatments for children. So
it's always so promising when you hear that so many nations are getting together to try to solve a problem, because it always seems like it's either them or us, and or us against them. And finally collaborating is really important.
Absolutely. And that was a big part of what LLS wanted to have happen, because then when we pool our resources, obviously, we're going to come to the conclusions we want a lot faster. So,
and it's exciting, too, to be living in Portland when just right up on the hill is OHSU, and so much is being done up there. It's really exciting. I walk out of our building and look right at it. It's like, every day I think, this is awesome.
It's a huge point of pride for us, especially our chapter of LLS here in Portland, because there are so many amazing researchers here within our city.
And your chapter kind of covers a big area.
Yeah, it's Oregon, Southwest Washington, Idaho, and Montana.
And it's based right here in Portland. I mean, your organization is home-based here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Montana's a ways away.
Yeah, we do have a...
I'm from Idaho. I know exactly where Montana is.
We do have a chapter in Boise as well.
Okay.
But this is the headquarters.
So the Man, Woman of the Year candidates and these teams, how much money are they raising? Is this one of your biggest fundraisers of the year?
It is one of the biggest fundraisers. In 2019, in just 10 weeks, we raised over $923,000.
Whoa.
And in 2020, we're shooting to break a million. It really is our goal. And on average, nationally, nearly 80 cents of every dollar goes directly to our programming. So folks who get involved know that, you know, the money that they are donating is being used to directly impact people's lives.
Yeah, it's so cool when people can come together and raise money and all support the same cause. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. And who even has time to do this? I'm so blown away by every single person who participates, because they're the busiest people you know. And that's the truth. They really are. They have families. They have full-time jobs. A lot of them are running their own businesses. Yet they still find time to give back, which is really inspiring.
Yeah. We're talking today with Felicia Murray with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And also, Tara McShane, you are a candidate for Woman of the Year.
Yes.
How can people help support you do this?
Well, there's obviously going to be a lot of stuff going on over the next 10 weeks with all the candidates. But I have gone ahead and started putting together some very special events. My mom's favorite thing was to sing and dance.
Yeah.
So I've arranged for several musical-related events coming up in the next couple months. The first one is April 25th. It's the Great Gatsby Dance and Social. It's organized by my friend and team member, Ron Bearden. This event will have several opportunities to raise some money for LLS. We're still working on some of the details, but you'll be able to get tickets at tickettomato.com. It's going to be like a roaring 20s theme, downtown Portland at the Adriana Hill Ballroom. And again, that's April 25th. Starts at about 7:30. They're going to do some dance lessons up first in case you are a little nervous about dancing. And then
that's always a good thing.
Right, I know. Get the dance lessons in. The next event, one of my favorite persons, Blake Sakamoto. He's such an amazing help for me in this crazy adventure that I'm on, because he's former Man of the Year candidate and a national all-star candidate for LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So his insight has been so helpful for me. He's donating his band, New Wavers, that's N-U Wavers, W-A-V-E-R-S, to rock the house at Warehouse 23 in Vancouver. So we're excited about that. It's the best of the 80s and beyond. We're thinking about 8 to 12 p.m. We'll also have tickets for sale at tickettomato.com starting on March 7th for that. They started on March 7th, so if you want to come down to 100 Columbia Street in Vancouver over next to Beaches to Warehouse 23, that event will be a huge event sponsor, and all of the money that is coming in for the tickets is going to Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Then I have another event on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo event. I told you, lots of parties for my mother. Cinco de Mayo event, it's going to be in Oregon City. Another one of my favorite persons, Colby Hendricks with Dance Hall Days, is going to be rocking the house down there. We're going to be on Main Street and 8th. That's going to be Taco Tuesday. Cinco de Mayo's on a Tuesday this year.
That's a fun thing.
Perfect timing for a Cinco de Mayo party. And then obviously there's all kinds of other ways people can get involved. There's corporate sponsorships that people can get in touch with me on, and I'm going to be mentioning my website here in a second. And finally, personal donations. I would love the support in any dollar amount. I mean, $1, $5, $50, $500, it doesn't matter to me. All of it goes towards Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and they can do that at my website, which is tinyurl.com/ Tara, spelled T-A-R-A, the number 4, L-L-S.
Awesome. I sense a theme with your parties. A lot of dancing going on.
Lots of dancing going on.
How come so much dancing? Because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, and that's just what she would have fun watching me do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is kind of a different way to fundraise. You know, you'd think other nonprofits raise money by, oh, you just go out and ask your friends, or you... These are like, everybody's throwing parties.
That's... I don't know what everybody else is doing, but that's what I'm doing.
Felicia, can you tell us what other people are doing, or would that be spoiling it? Or what have you heard people doing?
Well, there's lots of great ways to fundraise. LLS is one of the best at event-based fundraising when it comes to our galas. We do auctions, silent auctions, and paddle raises the night of our grand finale gala. When it comes to candidates and team member fundraising, personal asks and a good old-fashioned letter writing campaign tends to be the best way to raise funds.
So yeah.
People love getting mail that isn't a bill.
yeah.
I mean, we're still asking, in a way, I guess, for a donation, for a gift. But, of course, it is 100% tax deductible. And, you know, people like feeling like they're involved in something that's really important and that really matters. So,
how much of the money that's raised during the Man and Woman of the Year campaigns, how much of that goes to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
Like I said, nearly nationally, nearly 80%, nearly 80 cents of every dollar goes directly to our programming.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What other ways do you guys raise money throughout the year? Running a nonprofit is not a cheap venture.
No. LLS has multiple fundraising campaigns. We do a Light the Night Walk every fall. It's the largest walk in Portland. Last year we had 7,000 walkers and raised over $1 million in that campaign as well.
Wow.
We also do Pennies for Patients, getting kids and schools involved. And then leading up to our Man Woman of the Year campaign, we also do a Students of the Year campaign, which gets local high school students involved. And they campaign over a 7-week period, so a much shorter period. And they are actually in the last week of their campaign now. Over 7 weeks, they build teams, high school students, and raise as much funds as they can. And then on their grand finale is when our Man Woman of the Year campaign kicks off, and they kind of pass the baton to the adult fundraisers.
When does the adult fundraiser begin? When does it kick off?
March 7th. So, and then it ends on May 16th.
Wow. Terry, are you ready?
I think so.
Deep breath.
Yeah, I know. I think so.
What do your family and friends think of this? Obviously, they think you're a warrior. You're a brave woman to do this.
One thing I've noticed is I've come across so many amazing spirits, people that are willing to help me from so many places that I never realized. They're just like coming out of the woodwork. Not only am I putting forth the effort, but so are they, which I didn't realize what I was going to come across. So the feedback's been incredibly positive, although a lot of them think I'm crazy, considering I'm a single mom raising two teenagers. I run my own business, and I just took on a second career. My challenge for this event is going to be a little bit of a time consumer, but I'm having a ton of fun just getting to know people's hearts, I guess, and realizing how into what I'm doing. My agency manager actually came up to me the other day, and she told me that she couldn't think of a better person, and I thought that was a huge compliment. My company's supporting me a little bit financially because they're kind of proud about, or actually they're very proud about how I'm being a positive role model in our community, because our company vision is to enrich the lives and the communities we serve. So I kind of, I feel like this exemplifies that. And then finally my dad has dementia, and I spend a lot of time with him too. Taking care of stuff for him, and I showed him my letter that I wrote, that if you go to my URL, that website I gave, you'll get to see it. But when he got to the part where it talked about missing her laugh, he teared up, and I could tell he was really proud of me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I told him I was going to get him all dressed up in a tuxedo to go to the gala as my date
with
me, so that'll be fun. I'm excited. So I think everybody's excited for me and hopeful that we do a great job.
Certainly sounds like you have a lot of support.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. You talked a little bit ago about Blake Sakamoto. When he was running for Man of the Year, I had him on this show, and he's a character.
Isn't he? He's so helpful in my campaign right now. I don't know if I could have done it without his help.
And he was Man of the Year at that time, wasn't he?
Yes, I believe he did win Man of the Year. I don't remember what year he ran. I know he was an All-Star more recently, I think in 2017.
Yeah, I think that's when I had him on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you compete for Man or Woman of the Year, and if you're brave enough to come back and do it a second time, you compete on a national level as an All-Star. And so you compete nationally against other All-Stars.
Okay. How do you choose people who are going to run for Man and Woman of the Year? Or is it something that somebody like Tara just decides to do on her own?
There's a nomination process. So we have a wonderful leadership team, which meets monthly, and they kind of put their heads together and think about people that they know who they think might be really great at this or interested in this, and then they nominate those folks. Our leadership team is made up of past Man and Woman of the Year candidates mostly, as well as other volunteers who have been a part of the LLS family and or even people who just want to give back and they're not really sure how they can do it. You know, we would invite them to join our leadership team if the Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the campaign that they're interested in getting involved in.
Tara, when you first got involved with LLS, this is like, there are a lot of nonprofits around. Why did you decide to get involved with LLS?
Well, my friend Tommy was a candidate last year.
Okay.
And he came to me and asked me, or remember, he buttered me up a little bit.
Right, right. A little.
Right. And you know, he just got me thinking about how much good I could probably do with some of the skill sets that I have. I mean, I didn't even put two and two together. At one point in time, I was a fundraising coordinator. I just did it part-time for fun when my kids were in school, and I realized, wow, I can really utilize that skill in this scenario. And, you know, at work, I deal with really hard conversations every day. So I'm used to being able to talk with people about things that are hard to deal with. And so all the culmination of things just said, yeah, this is the right fit for me. This is something I need to do. Another weird thing that happened. I don't know how relevant this is to that question, but it came to my head all of a sudden. And that's... I was writing my letter it's the letter that that Felicia was talking about that we mail out to people.
Right.
And I had put it off because I was so busy, and I realized I've got to do that letter today. I'm just going to clear my desk off and write the letter. So I'm writing, and I get to the point where I have to write the date that my mom died on there. And I look at it, and I'm like, and I look at my computer screen and the date, and it was the same day. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, okay, Mom, I get your point. This is something that I really need to focus on and try to make a difference. So that's kind of, that's why.
That's a cool story. Thanks for sharing that one. Wow. So what have you learned about LLS that you didn't know?
Well, one of the favorite things that I like, just because my mom didn't have leukemia and lymphoma, is that 60% of the blood cancer therapies are being used to treat other cancers as well. I also really love that they're the only nonprofit that has funded clinical trials outside of pharmaceutical companies. They're truly looking for a cure for cancer. And that out of the last, let's see, and then the other statistic that I really liked was they'd funded 46 out of the last 53 FDA-approved treatments. And with the new children's initiative that Felicia went over earlier, we're hoping for so many more of those. So that's kind of, those are the main points that stuck out to me anyway.
Yeah. So it seems like a really, really important organization. Mm-hmm. Felicia, how can listeners help out?
Well, I mean, we welcome any level of involvement. If you are somebody who's recently been diagnosed, we would invite you to please reach out to our master's level information specialists at infocenter@lls.org. Or you can visit our website, www.lls.org, for information on ways that we can help you. And then if you want to support Tara directly, I'll go ahead and let Tara read off her URL again.
It's kind of a long URL.
Yeah.
I'll. Should I do that one?
Yes.
Okay. TinyURL, so tinyurl.com/Tara, T-A-R-A, the number 4, so 4-L-L-S. tinyurl.com/Tara for LLS.
Well, thanks for long-winded. Spitting that out.
Right? Holy goodness.
Well, this has been great. Tara, best of luck with your campaign and all your parties. This is going to be fun for you and
I
busy.
So. I hope so. Yeah. It'll be fun.
And thanks, both of you, for being on the show. This has been great information.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah. To get more information and to help support a candidate in the Man and Woman of the Year campaigns, go to mwoy.org. We've been talking today with Felicia Murray with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and Tara McShane, a 2020 Woman of the Year candidate. Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program.